From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia and the U.S. agree to more talks on Syria's future. The U.S. and Russia appear to have bridged some differences on ending the Syrian conflict, with Moscow endorsing a plan for a third round of talks in New York on Friday to discuss a political transition. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in the Russian capital meeting with President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
We see Syria fundamentally very similarly. We want the same outcomes. We see the same dangers, we understand the same challenges, and we all believe that a united, non-sectarian Syria represents the future, and we also agree that it is a future without Daesh.
Daesh, that's another way of saying Islamic State. Mr. Kerry also indicated the U.S. is not seeking a regime change. That's a reference to President Bashar al-Assad. At least three people were killed Tuesday as police opened fire on a Shiite Muslim protesters in the northern Nigerian city of Kaduna, who are demanding the release of their leader taken into military custody on Monday. Hundreds demanded the release of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, who was detained after weekend clashes with members of his Islamic movement in Nigeria, in which dozens were reported killed in the city of Zaria. Meanwhile, Iran has condemned the army's crackdown. Iran's parliament Tuesday called for an investigation into the deaths, while the foreign ministry summoned the top Nigerian diplomat to protest the killings. Members of the Muslim sect claim up to 1,000 were killed. North Korea has sentenced a Canadian pastor to life in prison with hard labor for what it called crimes against the state. Hyun Soo Lim has been detained earlier this year while his church said was a humanitarian mission. He appeared on North Korean state television in July and confessed to crimes against the state. This is VOA News. The UN Nuclear Agency has officially closed its more than decade-old investigation into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The approval on Tuesday came after the chief of the International Atomic Agency, Yukiya Amano, presented his final report.
The agency has no credible indications of activities in Iran relevant to the development of nuclear explosive devices after 2009. Nor has the agency found any credible indications of the diversion of nuclear material in connection with the possible military dimensions to Iran's nuclear program.
However, he said IAEA inspections of Iranian facilities will continue. Meanwhile, UN experts have concluded that Iran violated a UN resolution when it fired a ballistic missile in October. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says it's a matter of great concern.
It should be quite clear that this is something that we've been concerned about for a while. And we consider this to be a serious matter that undermines regional stability. And that's precisely why the United States has erased this issue and pressed it so aggressively before the Security Council.
A UN resolution prohibits Iran from launching ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons. Now, that's a charge that Tehran denies. A rebel leader in the Central African Republic has declared an autonomous state in the north after rejecting elections meant to stabilize the country. A spokesman for Noureddine Adam, who heads a faction of the Salika militia group, said Tuesday that the Republic of Lagone was proclaimed December 14th in the town of Kagabandoro. He also called for cancellation of Sunday's constitutional referendum and the upcoming December 27th presidential and legislative elections. Adam is currently on U.S. and U.N. sanctions lists for obstructing peace in the CAR. Members of Libya's rival governments had been expected to sign a peace deal on Wednesday, but officials said the ceremony would be pushed back to Thursday while the heads of the two parliaments expressed disapproval of the agreement together. Parliament leaders met for the first time Tuesday since the two sides set up competing bodies in Tripoli and Tobruk, each made comments stressing the need for a Libyan solution without outside pressure. And the UN Security Council voted to boost the peacekeeping mission to South Sudan on the second anniversary of the outbreak of hostilities in a renewed effort to shore up fragile August peace agreement. The council is sending 500 troops and 600 police personnel to bolster its presence to about 15,000. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced another $173 million in emergency food aid to South Sudan. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.